There are more than 7,000 diseases that are considered rare, meaning that fewer than 200,000 people have them. But 10% of Americans have one of those rare diseases, including 1.1 million Ohioans. Two state lawmakers have come up with a proposal that seeks to help them. Kelly Maynard's 12-year-old son Jackson has Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which she expects will be fatal in the next 10 years. She lives near Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus and has health insurance, but notes many families dealing with rare diseases do not and suffer from disparities in care.
And while I don't have all the answers for what causes these disparities, I do know the only way we're going to find out and work on solutions is by getting the pertinent stakeholders together to discuss it.
Maynard is supporting a bipartisan bill creating a rare disease advisory council, which would include up to 24 patients, medical professionals, researchers, and state officials to look into the issues facing those with rare diseases. 9 states have similar councils that identify state resources and develop policy recommendations. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.